Drasha for Seder Devarim Chazon, Tafshin Ayin Dalid. Rashi comments on Eila HaDvarim, since they were Divrei Tochacha, they were words of rebuke, Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them, Beremez, he only hinted to the places where they sinned, and didn't actually come out and specifically, openly rebuke them for the sins they did in those places. A few questions. First of all, later on, Moshe Rabbeinu reviews all of these sins in very graphic detail. So where was the covet of Klal Yisrael that he only hinted to them when later on he went into great detail about them? Also, the hints are not in the order that they occurred, the chronological order. It starts off Bamidbar, where they said when they complained that they had no water in the desert, in Midbar Sin, and that they would have rather died in Egypt. And then it goes to the end of the 40 years with Baal Peor, and then before Kriyas Yamsuf, and after Kriyas Yamsuf, and after that what they complained about the Mon, and then the sin of the Meraglim, and then the sin of Korach, and finally the sin of the Eagle, which happened way before all of these. Thinking that there's two ideas of rebuke. One is called Tochacha, and that is the idea of lochiach, to prove, to point out what a person did wrong in order they should change their ways. That's called musr. Musr is lahosir avon, to take away the sin. And that is where a person confronts someone else, points out their shortcomings, their sins, and it's a confrontational relationship. And therefore, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that one should be very careful not to embarrass someone when they are creating this confrontation of rebuke, of reproof, of tochacha. And there's a direct relationship between the one giving the rebuke and the one receiving the rebuke. And therefore, if one does not rebuke someone, he becomes a partner in the sin itself. Then there's another idea, and that is learning and teaching Torah, where the person himself understands from what they're learning what his shortcomings are, what his sins are, and takes the message to himself. That is not confrontational, and that is not a direct relationship between the one giving the rebuke. It's a partnership. It's a learning process where two people learn together. It's not a confrontational process. And therefore we find this difference by Kibud Avoim. On the one hand, a person is not allowed to rebuke his parents and tell them what they did wrong, but he can learn with them and say, it says in the Torah such and such, and then there is a partnership between them where the parents take the rebuke themselves. It's not being given to them by the child. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning, on his own, gave rebuke to the Jewish people. And you have to understand what this rebuke was altogether, because he wasn't talking to the people who did these sins. The people who had done these sins, basically most of them had died out before this time. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh Taka says that he was really speaking to the ones who were over 13 when they left Mitzrayim, but were not 20 when the sin of the spies occurred, and therefore they were not decreed to die in the desert, and they were the ones who committed these sins as teenagers, and were still around now to get the rebuke. The only problem with that is it says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the rebuke to all Yisrael, not to this very small group of people who were between 13 and 20 when they left Mitzrayim. And therefore, it seems to me that the rebuke here was not on the sins themselves. But every sin has a root. The midos ra'os, the bad character traits, and the other things that are the root of the sin itself. And it's those roots of sin that pass on from generation to generation, and that is what's called ochzim maisei avoseim biyadeim. In fact, the Sfas Emes says that these sins were a blemish for all generations and will not be corrected until Mashiach comes. And therefore the roots of those sins that occurred, that were committed by the generation before still existed by the next generation. And that was the Musar, that was the Tochacha that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them. The roots of those same sins still existed by them. And he was confronting them and giving them Musar and rebuke for those roots of sins that ended up causing the sins that their forefathers did, but still existed by them. And therefore he hinted the sins in the places where they sinned. Because just like the sin leaves an impression on the place, it leaves an impression also for all generations. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting. That impression, the roots of the sin leave an impression on the place, so too they leave an impression that carries on from one generation to another. And Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them in such a way that he brought out that this blemish still existed. The first blemish was when they went into the desert and they showed a lack of emunah and bitachon, of faith and trust in God. And one could say, okay, that was because they were experiencing a lot of tsaros in the midbar. It was a place that was terrifying, and they felt insecure and vulnerable. But then Moshe Rabbeinu said, but when you left the midbar, ba'arava, you sinned by Baal Peor. So obviously, it wasn't something that went away even after you left the desert and left those terrifying situations. And then he said the same thing. You sinned before you went into the Yam Suf. Okay, one could say that they were terrified, they were afraid. But then you sinned after you came out of the Yam Suf and saw all those miracles. So obviously, the blemish still remained. And similarly, they complained about the Mon because they didn't want this miraculous dealing with them, where they were dealing in a way where God dealt with them in a miraculous way beyond nature. So one could say, okay, they couldn't handle a miraculous situation. But then they sent the spies because they couldn't handle the natural situation of sending spies either. So you see that the blemish remained, and it wasn't something that depended on time or circumstance or place. And similarly, then by Machlokas Korach, they didn't appreciate the importance of Moshe Rabbeinu. At the same time, way back by the sin of the golden calf, they gave too much importance to the role of Moshe Rabbeinu and made an Avodah Zarah to take his place. So all of this is to show that the roots of those sins remained and were not dependent on time, place, or circumstance, and they still existed by this current generation, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu was confronting them and giving them tochacha. And out of respect for them, he did it in a way that was only hinted to and not open. Comes out that the three roots of those sins were a lack of faith and belief, a lack of hakaras hatov, a lack of recognition and gratitude to Hashem, and the lack of the ability to accept authority properly. And those are the averas that the Navi Yeshaya rebukes the Jewish people. Bonim gidalti v'romamti v'heim pashubi, right, shows a lack of faith and trust in God. Yod ha'shor konehu, a shor knows its master. This showed that the Jewish people didn't know how to accept authority. And chamor evus ba'alav, a donkey at least shows gratitude to the one that feeds him, and the Jewish people didn't have gratitude. And therefore, originally Moshe Rabbeinu, out of respect for the Jewish people, only confronted them with this kind of rebuke in a hint. But after this, it says, "Diber Moshe al bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva oso aleihem." And then it says, "Hoil Moshe be'eras haTorah hazos." L'chora Moshe Rabbeinu didn't begin to explain the Torah till Parshas Re'eh. Everything that follows in Devarim, Vo'eschana, and Ekev is all part of the rebuke. But this is the rebuke that the Ribbono Shel Olam told him to say, and this is Torah. He wasn't now confronting them and rebuking them with Tochacha, but but he was learning with them all of these parshios of the sins that they could learn from it. And that, the opposite, shouldn't be done with him. The more they learned, the more that they investigated and went into the depths and they understood, the more it would prepare them for the future to not repeat these kinds of sins in the future. That's what it says in the Torah, then the Haftorah also. Yisrael lo yada. They didn't take the rebuke of the Navi, and Ami lo hisbonan, and then they didn't learn it as a parsha in the Torah, to be able to take the Musar from the learning aspect, not just from the rebuke aspect. And that's what it says, Zechor Yemos Olam, remember the days of yore, remember the sins themselves. That is the actual rebuke. And that comes, Sha'al Avicha V'Yagedcha, ask your father, and he'll tell you strongly in a way of rebuke. Dvarim Koshim Kegidim. But Binush Nosdor Vador, after you hear the rebuke of the sins, then understand them. Do it as a learning experience, and that, Zekeinecho V'Yomrulach, ask your Torah scholars, and they'll tell it to you and explain it to you through the learning of Torah. And that's why the learning aspect was done in 70 languages, because it had to be a learning process that would go throughout all the Golios, as the Chidushei Harim says, that all the Golios had different aspects of what to be learned from all of these sins that would enable them to persevere throughout Golos, and all the Golios is all the different 70 languages. And that is Shema Beni Musar Avicha. The Father is the Torah. That is the Torah itself. Specific commands, confrontation. And then there's Toras Imecha. That is the Minhagim that people accept upon themselves in order to be able to preserve the commands of the Torah. And therefore, the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, there are different opinions in the Gemara, what we read as the Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av itself. Some say we read the Tochachen B'chukosai, in Lo Sishmuli. And Ha'idna Nohog, however, the custom is today to read the Kisolid Bonim Ubanos. So, Kisolid Bonim V'noshantim Ba'oretz. I was thinking that originally people could take the Musar of the Tochacha and use it positively. But Ha'idna, today, people aren't on that Madrega. They need to give the Musar B'derech Limud, to learn what the roots of the sins are and how to deal with them, more of a learning experience than a confrontational experience. Therefore, we should be Zoche to listen also to the Tochacha that Tisha B'Av presents and the Limud that Tisha B'Av presents, learn from history, the Tochacha of the Avelus, and also the Moed that the Talmud Torah, the learning experience that Tisha B'Av represents, and Kol HaMisabel Yerushalayim, Zoche V'Roa B'Simchasa, through taking the Musar and through learning the lessons of what Tisha B'Av has to present, will be Zoche to see the Simcha B'Mehera V'Yameinu.